Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties has received a $315,000 grant to help fight opioid addiction. The Newark Advocate reports the investment is part of One Ohio's $51 million to tackle the opioid problem by strengthening services across the state. 55% of the state's opioid crisis settlement money from the pharmaceutical sector is included in the grant. Zanesville Mayor Don Mason is reflecting on 2024 and said it was a positive year for the city. Mason notes that various local agencies collaborated to achieve the city's strategic improvement goals. In 2025, teams will be refurbishing city parks, renovate Seacrest Auditorium, and enhance transportation infrastructure. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is reporting two fatal crashes resulting in three fatalities on Ohio roadways over the New Year's holiday, with one being in Franklin County. During the reporting period, troopers made almost 1,500 traffic enforcement contacts, including 77 OVI arrests and 73 citations for distracted driving. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Authorities say two Mount Vernon juveniles are facing charges. Officials say they learned that two unnamed juveniles made threats toward other students at Mount Vernon High School around December 23rd. After an investigation, they were arrested and are facing charges in Knox County Juvenile Court. Mount Vernon school officials say they're also taking necessary action in the case. The State Highway Patrol is reminding motorists to be prepared for inclement winter weather. Troopers say drivers should stock their vehicles with a winter car kit, including ice scraper, shovel, blanket, cell phone charger, and first aid kit. You should also take your car brush inside before the weather hits so you don't have to fight to get inside your car. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Licking and Perry Counties has received a $315,000 grant to help fight opioid addiction. The Newark Advocate reports the investment is part of One Ohio's $51 million to tackle the opioid problem by strengthening services across the state. I'm Eric Brown reporting.